And his truth is in his name. If we just understood the power and the character of names, even in under that culture, what they meant, and the strength of a name, it meant more than just a little four-letter word. That's why sometimes your parents, it's a pain-taking thing. You got, what do we name the boy? What do we name if it's a girl? And you choose all these names. Say, well, not that. Well, I like that. It's just not something you wake up and say, we're naming Billy. It's not like that. And so the Father has a name that is so wonderful and so pure. And he's allowed us to call it. And yet he will not allow the heathens to call upon him. Just a chosen and elect people. He has not changed. He's the same. You got to understand what the old says to find out what he is in the new. And if you don't get no witness from the old that he's that way in the new, then it's wrong. Then that's not scripture. Scripture says in Matthew chapter 24. He said, and except those days be shortened, there should be no flesh saved. But for who? The elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. There should be a trial that shall perplex the nations of the earth. He said, we've seen those trials. 425 years, 7 years, 70 years. He said, we're going to bring it down to a period of time whereby those days shall be shortened. And literally, if you truly look at that, even today, the day seems so short. You get up in the morning, the day is over with. You say what you want. Even the young ones know that. No time for play, no time for that. The days are truly short. He said, lest those days be short, shall know nothing. Nothing shall be saved. Only for the elect's sake. Only for that. Why even Satan, because that's why Yahweh had to come down in the days of Noah. Because it grieved him. It repented him that he had made man. Because man had corrupted the earth. And he had to come down and save some flesh. So he had chosen Noah. And 8 people filled. Oh, saints, do you hear that? He went in Sodom and Gomorrah. He brought out a few. And the one that left out the wife, she was a Jezebel. She was a perverted whore. She turned back to lustful ways and she became a pillar of salt. And yet Abigail had a husband by the name of Naboth, and she said, David, the man is a fool. He doesn't have any knowledge of your truth. Say what you want. That's the truth. That's just the truth, saints. That's the truth. No spirit of judgment. Because most folks today, even marriages today, a lot of them say what you want. They get up and say, it's based on a sexual thing or thing like this. It's not based on fidelity and just purity of heart. Because you want to get married for the wrong reason. Say you got a husband. How stupid is that? See, I got a wife? Stupid. Got children? Man, I don't want no children in these hours. And it's still the war to all y'all with children. I love y'all. Brother Dale and all, I love Brother Dale. I love him like my son. I love him. But it's still a war. You can see the walls now. Say what you will. And that's just the truth. Say what you will. But don't you know, I was listening the other day. There's an epidemic. There is a pandemic in Boston and the large cities. The black kids are on crack and stuff like that. But these white kids, they are shooting heroin at 12, 13, 14. That heroin is consuming them. I was listening to this mother. I could tell she was a laboring mother. I was lying there in bed. I just listened to her. She says, I called the police on my son, put him in jail. He was upset with me. She said, because 2 weeks ago his friend died. She said, this is what she said. I know my son is going to die. And she said this too. Can I tell you what she said? Can I tell you what she said? Would you all believe me? She said, it's not going to change. She ain't wrong. She said, he's going to die that way. She said, but if I haven't put in jail, at least he can stay around a little longer. See, most of you folks, you think what you call love. He said, I don't pray for them to have peace. I pray for you now. I pray for your peace. I pray for your peace. He said, I don't pray for that. He said, I'm not going to pray for that. I'm not going to pray. He never told us to pray like that. I'm not going to pray for that. Father, that will be done. Was his will done in Messiah? Did he die?
Yes.
Thank you kindly. Thank you. And that what you call love, it ain't love. To me, that mother showed more love for that boy. Although he is a woe and a trouble to her heart. She says, as long as he's in jail, he had gone to jail, stayed a year one time. He got right back out, still back on drugs. And so it's an epidemic in all these cities and even little country towns. You can't even escape in a town like this. I don't care where you go. That's why Yahweh doesn't want his people a part of this earth. He wants them separated. Since there's so much crack and drugs in this little town here, 900 people, you wouldn't believe the drugs here and what they do to your sister. It's on the same scale as a New York City, just as small, it's even more corrupt. It's here. It's here, sister. Rapidly.
Jersey. Same way it is in Detroit. It's just that way here.
And so that mother showed me a kindness. As old mothers would pray, I pray that he goes to jail. I'd rather see him dead. At least I know he's all right if he's dead. I used to hear my mother, old folks pray like that. I've forgotten those things. And this wicked world, because these first four deal with the Father. That's what he deals with, loving him. When a man can't do these four, he doesn't love Yahweh. I don't care what, you can say all day long you love him. This is what they like, this right here. They like these last six. Actually, that one should be over here. That's all right, but that one right there should be right here. The first four were with the love of Yahweh, the first table. And then the second table was the love with dealing with man. Now, they love this right here. They love loving the man. They love loving man. They love loving their sons and their daughters and granddaddy. They'll sin, even though the granddaddy is wicked, the grandmama, great-grandmama. They will sin against Yahweh's will. They will do that. They will do that to please flesh. But yet when Yahweh said to do this, they won't do that. To love me. What? With all your heart, soul, mind, all your strength. He tell you love him with all that first, and then you love your neighbor as yourself. That's what he tell you. He said, love me with everything. Then who are you loving then? You got to know who you're loving. Sister Marshall talked to Brother Nee Smith. She said, Brother Nee Smith, I love you. She's not saying, I love you, man. Nee Smith, I love you. That's what my wife says, David, I love you so much. That's what she's saying. When the children come in, they don't say, man, I love you. They say, Pastor Roberts, I love you, your way. I bless you. I thank you. I do. Let me move on. Okay, it says in verse 24, and there shall arise false messiahs and false prophets, and they shall show what kind of sign? Great signs. And wonders insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. He said, if it's possible, they shall deceive them. What a mighty work they're going to do, saints. It's going to be so powerful that only those that are chosen of Yahweh have the seal. Well, the only ones that are not going to be taken. That's the truth, saints. That's our own saving power. Mark 13:20, it says, and except that Yahweh should shorten those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom, what? Whom who hath chosen? He hath. They say, whom he hath chosen. So who chose you? Who chose you? Yahweh did. It wasn't Messiah. It wasn't no Jesus. It wasn't no Lord. It was Yahweh. Whom we have chosen, he have, because he has chosen them, he has shortened the days. Who shortened the days? Then you? No, he has, saints. He has shortened the days. He tell us in 13:22, drop down a couple of verses, for false messiahs and false prophets shall rise, and they shall show signs and wonders to do what? That's what they're doing, seducing. To seduce, and then he, it's a comma there, right? If possible. If it was possible. Even the elect. So this mighty power, unless you are the elect, it's so subtle. And it's such a spiritual deception that it's seducing and drawing many. Only the elect. That's it, saints. We have been chosen by the Father. And the Son came to seal the chosen process of Yahweh. That's what he came to do. We better find out who chose us. What God? Which God? He called Satan the God of this earth. Is he classified like him? Can't be. He said, before me there were no elves, no mighty ones. And there are tens of millions, hundreds of millions of gods. Gods of families and heritage. They rule, they are. Look on down to Luke 18:7. I like this verse here. Messiah says, turn there to King James, someone quickly. Me and brother, turn there quickly, one brother. Luke 18:7. When you get that, stand up and read it loud for me. I want you to hear the way it is in the King James. Luke 18:7. Come on, brother, if you got it, stand up and read it. Come on.
And shall not God.
And shall not who?
God.
Shall not God. Hold up, go back. And shall not who? Is it written in red in your text?
Yes.
All right, go ahead, brother.
Avenge his own elect.
His own elect. Who? His what?
Only
his own. Now that mean, when his own, does that mean possession?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Day and night.
Unto him.
Though he bear along with them.
Though he what? He what? Now see, thank you, brother. In our connotation of the English language, what bear does it mean? Because that word bear has so many connotations, spelled the same way. Because he suffered long with it. We count the long suffering of Yahweh as what? We count the long suffering of Almighty Yahweh as what? It says we count the long suffering of God as what? That's what we do. I want to read it now. He said, and shall not Yahweh, shall he not vindicate his only elect? Then if you're going to say you chose them, that's why when Shaltan disputed with Michael in the bold body of Moshek, he didn't even bring the wrong accusation against him. No. Yahweh say you can bring all the accusations you want to. This is my chosen, my elect. I've called them. I've given you all them. And these are mine. And shall not Yahweh, did it say Jesus there? Did it say Jesus? Did it say Lord? It says shall not God, right? That's what it says in the King James. Well then, who is he? Shall not Yahweh vindicate his own elect? See, his own elect, they cry day and night unto him. Now that just shows you your election, whether you cry day and night. We don't do that, do we? Hallelujah. We don't cry day and night. He says, though he suffer long with them. Boy, he's been suffering long with us, hasn't he? We're stubborn people. Stiff-necked and rebellious. Wicked. Say what we want to him. That's what we do. He said, Moshek, when whatever Pharaoh said to him, he was saying unto Yahweh. He hasn't changed that today. He gave us some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to perfect our hearts. And this generation, they're not going to let any pastor, any man of Yahweh, even like Brother Dolphin brought out to us, that he has established his rule. And his rule is his law, his commandment. And he must have men that will carry out or dispense that rule of government. Do we not have a governor in South Carolina? Do you all know his name? I'll tell you his name is Mr. Sanford, okay? We have a governor in South Carolina, don't we? Does he not legislate and call in legislations to write laws? So that's what Yahweh has done, too. He's done the same thing. And the governor declared the laws. And then, is it a law? When it becomes a law? When does it become a law? Do you know? I'll tell you. Once it's written in the book, it is sealed by the governor's seal. It's a law, isn't it? So does with Yahweh. Messiah sealed it all by his blood. Everything was sealed by his blood. Everything. Yahweh's going to vindicate his elect. Romans 8:33. It says, who shall lay any charge to Yahweh's elect? It is Yahweh that justifies. Brother Dolphus, turn quickly to Romans 8:33 and read that for me. I want to hear how it reads in the King James. I know exactly how it reads. I simply just took the God out and put Yahweh there. Read that quickly for me, brother. Romans 8:33. We'll see what it says in that.
Who shall lay anything to charge of God's elect?
Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is Yahweh that. See, you hear that? That I like that. Thank you, son. It is Yahweh that justify. We're made just by. It is who? God. He said that justify. It's Yahweh that justify. He justifies his people. Yahweh does. How? You know how? Because he's simply called and chosen before the foundation. And he can't lie. If he lies, then Satan says, you're a flat out perjurer of truth. You're a liar. This is what your word says. The Messiah told us a lie. Can you all hear this? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Is the Old Testament his word?
Yes.
Every word that preceded.
Right.
You know, these folks wrestled with that vowel pointed with the name of Yahweh. But there were no vowels, son, in any of the Old Testament. The words were written that way. And where they'll strive to come to the name of Yahweh, his name was written there. Like that. They would see that name. And then what they would say would step back. The only time they would announce his name was on certain days. And they would say, Adonai. And even the Jews didn't want, the Hebrews didn't want the filthy Gentiles to pollute his name. They polluted everything. The Gentiles polluted everything. Even the name Jesus, they polluted that. Huh? Come on, which one is right? They said you got to say it, the Lord Jesus Christ, or Jesus Christ the Lord. If you're not baptized that way, you're going to hell. That's only one bit. When you're baptized in the name of the Father, by the authority of the Son, and through and under the anointing of the Spirit. That's the only way.
Messiah wasn't wrong in what he said. And if they just did just like that, you wouldn't have no... It can't be in Jesus' name. Because Kephar could never baptize in Jesus' name. And those Messianic Jews, they can say what they want to. They're liars. And the ones there, those Orthodox, they'll tell you, man, they look at them filthy Gentiles, they say, they're fools. They don't even know what they're saying. Because they know... Do you understand that most men did not even understand the interpretation of the Hebrew? Even those men in the beginning days, Tyndale and all of them, they could not read Hebrew. And now Yahweh has opened this up in this hour where men with a more precise knowledge that they can interpret. And even the Hebrews, they mock them when they call themselves interpreting the Torah or the Septuagint. They call that the Vulgate. They mocked them because they knew what they were saying. And even those men, they put words in there that they didn't understand the meaning of Hebrew. So they just put words there. They didn't even know. History shows us that. How many Bibles you think were before the 1611 King James? How many of you think there were? There were Bibles. There were many Bibles before 1611. And 1611 based everything they did off all the ones that were written. That's the truth. I love you all, saints. You ought to bless you all with it. I take a little time to understand these things for our good. I don't want his spirit to be destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I bless him that you brothers bless me to take a little time. I bless you all. Hallelujah. He says in Romans 16:13, Yeshua says, he knew that his time was close. He says, look at this. I wish that wouldn't be bad if that was my name there. He says, salute. You know what that word salute means? It means to honor. It doesn't mean this right here. It means to honor. It means to recognize. He says, salute Rufus, chosen in Yahweh, and his mother, and he said, and mine. Salute them. Honor them. Because Rufus is chosen. Do you understand what he was chosen for? Sure. He was chosen for one thing. And that was to bear the name of the Father before the Gentile. That's it. That's what Scripture says. He was chosen. The same one that butchered and killed over that name. Now he was chosen to take that name to the Gentiles. This whore has not taught us that. This whore has taught you religion and tradition, sun worship and pagan worship. You don't even know how the sun worship came about. You don't even know under what regime, what authority. It's nothing but a mesh of pagan Roman Catholicism with Constantine deity worship. That they actually mandated that Sunday, the first day they called it, is the day of rest. And they want to do away with anything that had anything they call Hebrew identity. And so they want to eradicate anything from the Shabbat they did, all they could, and they're still doing it. That's this whore, that's what she is. She is to take away from the identity of what Yahweh's already identified. And she's doing a wonderful job. And that's why there's so many, there are tens of thousands of whorehouses. Since you can go on the internet and you can type in the word Jesus, Lord God, Jesus Christ, and you will find over 100 million documentations. You think you can read that in your lifetime? All of us together can read that in our lifetime. And you go and you type in the word Yahweh, Yahshua, you find 300,000 max. Period. I believe I can go through that. I can go through quite a bit of documents in my lifetime. You got 100 million. That's what it says. Everybody got a different slant. Everything. And what has happened with the people that you always brought to this knowledge, they take hold of that trash they have learned and the Baptist and the Protestant ways, and they try to assimilate that with this truth. And it doesn't work. And that's the truth. I'm a preacher. It says in Colossians chapter 3 verse 12, he tells you to do this now. This is what you need to do. Put on now. Take off that trash you look you got. Take off that lying spirit, that arrogance. He said, put on therefore as the what? Now if you are the elect of Yahweh, he tells you what to put on. He said, holy and beloved. Yeah, you got to be holy and beloved. Bowels of love, kindness, or mercies. Kindness, humbleness of mind. You tell me you put him on, you liars. Put on your air. He says, meekness without fight. Yeah, I ain't going to fight. I ain't going to fight you. Long suffering. Forbearing one another. And forgiving
one another. Who did he write this letter to? Was he writing this to the world?
No.
Okay, thank you. He addressed it to who? He said, put on therefore as the elect of Yahweh. So he was writing to the elect, wasn't he? Thank you kindly. He said, if a man have a quarrel against any, even as Messiah forgave you, so also you do that. And above all these things, put on what?
Love.
Which is the bond of what? That is what perfects us. We haven't had love for him. That's why we haven't walked in perfect knowledge, perfect truth. And now this last hour, he's bringing us to that truth. His name is Yahweh. He's bringing us to that because in that name, we're going to have to call on that name. That name. I think about this here. As on Easter Sunday, most of them, a lot of children will know this. It says in the King James now, Psalms 23. I just want to read it. I know what it says. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Listen to this. They're talking about the Lord, aren't they? He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. That's what he does. And yet they will never tell the what name, what name, what is his name for that sake he leads us. Messiah said, I come in my Father's name. Spelled the same way it is in there. N-A-M-E apostrophe S. I come in my Father's name. That's why he leads us there for his name's sake. No other reason. Hallelujah. Preach on, preacher. You're going to need this fuel in your soul to make it in. I'm telling you. You ain't going in no other way. You're not going in. You ain't going in but one way. You ain't going in with a jig or a holler or twisting your flip. No, it's not going to go that way. No. That's right. That's right. You're not going in that way. 2 Timothy 2 and 9. Saul says, wherefore, wherein I suffer as an evildoer. That's what most of you suffer as an evildoer. Even unto bond, that's why you're bound. You can't love, you can't be kind, you're not affectionate. Your affection can't be expressed because you're an evildoer. When you don't do what Yahweh says, you're an evildoer. He's you suffer as an evildoer, but the word of Yahweh is not bound. You can't bind it, it's not bound because you're an evildoer. Saul said, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sakes, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Yahshua Messiah with eternal glory. He said, it is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also reign with him. He sent Messiah that we may obtain salvation through him. That's the witness and the testimony. That's the witness and the testimony. I don't ever. It's one thing that Yahweh's done all these years. And I know he's walked with me. Because I have lost friends. I've lost family. I've lost those that call me brother. Because as he began to bring me to truth, I would not fight them. And one of the first things he brought me to is a woman not preaching. When the brother said that, I had been saved long, but I knew that it was the truth. I didn't fight it. I was quiet to listen. I was quiet to listen. I was quiet to listen. Even with baptism and all those kinds of things, the minute began, they turned against me. I would preach how that we are saints and that we aren't saints. And I said, no, that's not what scripture says. It calls us saints. Well, nobody is a saint. Why? Because they have that Catholic whorehouse doctrine. They're going to elevate you to that. No, he calls us that. Even though we live like hell and sinful and wicked, you live corruptly. But yet that's what he's called. Why? For his name's sake. He's I've called them that, and I'm going to make sure they can turn out to be that. Titus chapter 1. Let me move quickly. It says in Titus 1:1, Saul, a servant. Look what he said he's a servant of now. It says a servant of God, a servant of Yahweh. And he said, I'm a servant of Yahweh. But I want you to know I'm a servant of Yahweh. That's what it says. And that little conjunction there. And an apostle, a Messiah. How? According to the faith of what? Yahweh's elect. That's how he was called. And he had the power of his calling according to the faith of Yahweh's elect. and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after Yahweh's righteousness. That's what the truth is after Yahweh's righteousness. In hope of eternal life, which God, that's what it says, which Yahweh, that cannot lie, promise when? When? Before the world began. This is a wicked world. These preachers have been sermonized. All they know is they're little sermons. I was talking to a brother and I was showing him some things in scripture. You know, they get offended so easily. He thought I was going to say, brother, let me tell you, I don't get offended by things. I say, first of all, you're not going to convince me unless you show me in scripture. You show me in scripture, I will not fight you. Show me one place. You show me one place. It says, in hope of eternal life, which Yahweh that cannot lie, promised before the world began. But has in due time manifest his word through what? Now how these folks say they went to the kingdom when the word is not even manifest unto them, but through preaching. He manifests his word through preaching. When it is committed unto me according to the what? Dolphus, turn quickly right there, Titus 1 and 3. Now, I haven't changed that. He says that which is committed unto me according to the commandment of Yahweh our Savior. What it says there? Titus 1 and 3. To God our what? Is that what it says? You all say you believe the King James. Thank you, son. You say you believe the King James? You say God our Savior? Is it says that, sister? It says that. We're ignorant. We don't read. We don't study. And then you want to fight against that when I'm preaching to you. You say, God our Savior. He is our Savior. Only Yahweh can save. Messiah came in the Father's name because he was the Father. He didn't come with a different name. Even that, it baffles the mind because sin can't let us grasp that. Because we're trying to figure it out with some kind of carnal thinking. And you can't grasp that. It says that God our what? And it says that, son. It says that in that text. Our Savior. God our Savior. Is that not what he says? So if Messiah witnessed against that, he's a liar. And what Messiah witnessed, everything that the prophets, what Moshach, and what the Psalms said, that's what he witnessed. Yahweh saved then, he still saves today. That's the truth. May he bless you, saints. As always, folks, I feel good in my soul. 1 Peter 1:1. It says, Peter, an apostle. And that's what he says, as Joel said. He was an apostle of Messiah. He said, Peter, an apostle of Yahshua, Messiah. To the sojourners, the ones that sojourners scattered throughout Pontius, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Look at that word there in verse 2. He says what? Elect. According to the foreknowledge of who? Dolphus, please quickly, brother Dolphus, turn that quickly right there. 1 Peter 1:2. I want you to understand. I know what I'm doing for your own clarity and understanding. 1 Peter 1:2, son. God the Father now elect according to whose foreknowledge? God the Father. Elect according to whose foreknowledge?
God the Father,
Yahweh, our Father, through the sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood. It says that Jesus, doesn't it? But Yahshua Messiah, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Love unto you and peace be multiplied. Thank you. He said, but elect according to the foreknowledge of the Father. Of Yahweh the Father. But it says there, God the Father. But Yahweh the Father. That's what he wants us to know him as, that. Yahweh the Father. Father Yahweh. And we were sanctified through this revelation of truth by the sprinkling of the cleansing of the blood of Messiah, whereby the bull, ox, goats, and heifers couldn't do. So who is this Messiah? It tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. To whom coming, look at this. Well, Brother Patrick brought that out in a very profound way. How that Messiah is this stone and Yahweh is this rock. That's wonderful, saints. It says, to whom coming as unto a living stone. Disallowed, not rejected. Man, what word he put in there. Disallowed indeed. Emphatically of men. And men, they emphatically deny him. But it says he was what? But what? Chosen of who? Chosen of Yahweh. Chosen. Who was he chosen of? But don't return that First Peter chapter 2, verse 4. See, he was chosen, saints. And if we are chosen, did he do the will of the Father?
Yes.
Read that for me quickly. Chosen of Yahweh and precious. Now he was chosen. Did he fall? He was chosen. He was chosen. He was chosen. That's good preaching, preacher. Nothing but life for my soul. He was chosen of Yahweh. Show you how Yahweh does things. He did not allow the Molochs or any elders, etc. He was chosen. He was chosen of Almighty Yahweh. He was chosen of Yahweh and precious. Ye also, now he's talking to us now, ye also, a what? A lively stone. You need to look at yourselves and see how lively you are. I built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up what? Spiritual sacrifices accepted to Yahweh by Yahshua Messiah. Accepted unto God by Jesus Christ, what it says in the King James. But accepted unto Yahweh by Messiah. Wherefore also it is contained in the what? Is there an S there? Just scripture. That's what the scripture is. It's scripture. Wherefore it's contained in scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief corner stone. What is he? Elect. Elect. Thank you, Father. Elect. He was the chief cornerstone. And everything builds from there. As you lay the chief cornerstone, that cornerstone you lay first is vitally important. You lay that first one wrong, everything is going off from there. I don't care what you say. You don't even know how to build, but I'm telling you. I'm telling you from experience. Do I have a witness, Brother Jermaine? Do I have a witness, Brother Dolphin? All right, then, a witness. That's three witnesses. If you don't lay that first stone right, you're in trouble. And everything from that chief cornerstone, that's the most precious stone. You lay that first one right. The one you lay down there, you get that one right off that one. The one you lay over there, you get that one right off that one. The one you lay there, you get it right off that one. This first stone you lay, whether it's that one back there, whether it's that back there, the first one, you get every stone right off that one stone. You got to pull your line to make sure the level from that one to that one, it's all right on that one stone. And so everything is gauged upon what he done. Did he call on the Father? Did he call on a, listen to this. Did he call on a Father? So he had to know a Father's name, didn't he? He had to know a Father's name. So if he called our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We better find out the name that should be hallowed. That's the model prayer, isn't it? That's what all the whorehouses teach us. Hallelujah. He said, elect according to the foreknowledge of Yahweh. I'm sorry. Elect, he says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6, wherefore also is contained in scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be what? It didn't say he wouldn't be condemned, he just wouldn't be confounded. He wouldn't be foolish. See, when you're foolish and you're confounded, you don't know because you don't believe on him. I don't care if you believe on the name of Jesus, Yahshua. If you don't believe on him, you can know the name, but if you don't believe on him, you're confounded. And so that's why you have so much confounding today. Folks are just confounded. They don't know. Well, I don't know. I do know. He said, and you shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallow, the same is made the head of the corner. He tells us, but ye are a what? Chosen generation. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. Everything he said in the Old Covenant too. What Isaiah, David said. A peculiar people. That we should show forth the what? Of who? That have what? Call us out of what? Into what? His marvelous light. Was not Messiah the light of the Father? So we should show praises unto the Father. He has called us out of darkness. That's right. That's what it means, Brother D. Smith. We should show praises unto him, unto the Father. Not praises unto the Holy Ghost. Jesus, Jesus, your way. I bless you, your way. That's what it should be, saints. That's the truth. Let me move quickly. I want to finish this up. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And now ye know which withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity, this unrighteous desire that is not based upon righteous truth, is already working now. But the one that restrained him will continue to restrain him. Only he who now led it would let him. But the one that restrained him, there's one that restrained this wicked one, will continue to restrain him for what? And then shall the wicked one, the lawless one, be revealed, whom Yahshua shall remove or consume with the spirit of his mouth, and destroy in the brightness of his coming. Even whose coming is after the working of Satan, with not some power, but it says all power, and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of sin and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So they're not going to receive the love of the truth. They're going to be damned. Only his chosen are going to be deceived. He said, if it was possible, they will seduce the very elect. They're not going to seduce the very elect. And for this cause, Yahweh shall send them strong delusions, that they shall believe this deception and this lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth. That's what he says. But had pleasure in their wickedness, their sins, their rebelliousness. He said to them, look what he says, I like this. But we are obligated, abound, to give thanks always to. I want to show you who say we give thanks to now. Is this New Testament? 2 Thessalonians 2:13. Read that for me, son. Let's read it again, son. We are bound now. Sometimes. To who? For what? Brethren. Okay. Go ahead. Because who now? Because God. Go ahead. From when? Who hath now? Because who? Say that again.
God.
From what?
From the beginning.
From the beginning. What?
Chosen you.
To
the salvation.
Through the salvation.
Through sanctification.
Of the Spirit.
Of the Spirit.
And belief of the truth. I would ask you all a question. The one that the world called Jesus. Did he tell a lie when he said, I come in the Father's name? My Father and I, we are one. That's the truth. That's the truth. He didn't lie. We have not known scriptures, as you're always revealing in this hour. What they do in these whole houses, they give you a good feel. Thank you, son. That's all they do. I don't care if it's apostolic, Pentecostal. They give the folks a feel. I would deal with the heart. I know when Yahweh, if you ever spoke to me, he did. You deal with the heart, soul, mind, and the spirit of man in this hour. Because it's a corrupt thing. It's a corrupt thing. We always say we're bound to give thanks unto God. That's what it says, doesn't it? You can erase it out. And if y'all can reject it, it's to your own peril. He said, but we're bound to always give thanks unto God, unto the Father. We better find out who the Father is. We're bound to give thanks to Him. We are bound now. We are bound to give thanks always to the Father. For you, brethren, beloved of Messiah, of Him, because Yahweh from the beginning, it didn't say Jesus or the Lord, it says God. Even put that there. For Yahweh from the beginning have chosen you to salvation, to the sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Whereunto you, he called you by our message, our truth, to obtain of the glory of our King, Yahshua Messiah. Now that's what he had done. Call us that we may obtain the same glory as Messiah. He overcame sin in the flesh. He did not sin. He pleased the Father. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold what? The traditions which ye have been taught. Whether by word or by our epistles. He didn't say the traditions of your father. He said this tradition have been taught by what? Word or by epistle. He says it's been taught. Now that's the tradition we need to hold on to, say. The things that we learn by word. About the epistles of the apostles. Not by what mom and daddy and what this whore has indoctrinated the world with. Hallelujah. It's a battle these days. I'm exhausted, but I got power to press on. I want to close from the last page. The Acts of the Apostles. It says in Acts 9:15, Saul, he said, but Yahshua said unto him, as he walked that road to Damascus, Ananias, that he said this, look what he says. He said, go thy way. For he is a what? chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. He is chosen to bear that or to carry that name. And we are chosen to carry his name before the Gentiles. For the children of Israel, he has a name. It's a beautiful name. That's his powers in his name, saints. I don't care what you do, you got to do it in a name. I don't care what it is. Romans 9:11. This is such a profound verse right here. For the children being not yet born, neither having done good or evil, that the purpose of Yahweh. Don't return quickly and read that. I want to read it from the King James. Read that, Romans 9:11. They hadn't been born. They were still in the womb of their mother.
Neither having done any wrong thing.
Do you see what Yahweh does? They were not even born. Say, please hear that. They had not done any good or evil. Go ahead, son. Hold up. Say that word again.
Neither having done any good or evil.
Go ahead, the next word.
Oh,
what that says now?
That.
What?
That.
Say it again.
That.
What?
That.
Specifically. That what?
The purpose.
That. Only one thing. The purpose. What?
Of God.
Of who?
God.
Of who?
God.
Of Yahweh. Go ahead.
According to election.
My stand. Go ahead.
Not of works.
But of him that calleth him.
Yeah.
Not of any works. Just because he called us. He said because they had done nothing. I want to show you how my purpose is manifest. Thank you, son. Neither one ever done an evil or good. But that one thing might stand. You will know when I elect one. That one is mine. They were not abandoned by truth either. Because it is the spirit of sanctification that only comes through the truth. That's how the sanctification comes. That's why we're not really sanctified. We are a mess. You can pretend like all you want to, like a hypocrite. It comes through truth, the sanctification by the spirit of truth. He says in chapter 11, verse 4 through 8, quickly. But what shall the answer of Yahweh unto him? I reserve to myself 7,000 men, have not bowed their knees unto the image of Baal. Even so, then, at this present time, also there is a remnant. See, at this present time, too, there's a remnant according to the election of love or the grace of Yahweh. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more works. And if it's not the love of Yahweh that has done it, then nothing, it's not nothing what he's actually saying. What then? Israel have not obtained that which he seeketh for? He said, but the election have obtained it, and the rest were blinded. Does it say that? Only the election is going to receive that. He said, but the rest, they're blinded. He doesn't intend for them to see. According as it is what?
Written.
Yahweh have given them the spirit of what? Eyes that they what? And ears that what? Unto when? Unto this day. And as we see in natural Israel, the same in the house of Babylon. He's given them eyes to see, not ears. They can't hear. Folks can hear you preaching, yet they will not hear it. Because of their own blindness, you're always giving them the spirit of slumber. God bless you, Father. Drop down to verse 28. You all say that concerning this message or this truth, they are enemies for your sake. But as touching the election, they are beloved of the Father's sake. He said, "Now they're enemies. They're enemies against the cross. But yet Yahweh has chosen a remnant of the people out of that election for his purpose. Because he promised it unto Abraham and he cannot lie. And he must save a house and ram it out of that people. Not that they had done any good or evil. Because they were doing no different than any other one in the world were doing. But because he said it. He says in verse 29, I want to tell you something. For the gifts and the callings of Yahweh are without repentance. He called you. His gift is without repentance. Knowing, brethren, 1 Thessalonians 1 and 4, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of Yahweh. It says in the King James, knowing your election of God. Well, who is this God you know your election of? You tell me there's a God that has elected you and he comes to you without a name. He has a name. I close with the last verse of Revelation 17 and 14. What a profound truth. He said, these shall make war with the Lamb. And the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is ruler of rulers and king of kings. Now this is Messiah he's talking about. It says in Revelation 17 and 14. I don't think I put that one on there. Revelation 17, 14. Listen to this. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Only those that are called, chosen, and faithful shall be with him. No one else. That's it. It's not by works of righteousness that any of us have done, but according to his love, his grace, his mercy. He saved you by the washing, renewing, the regeneration of that corrupt mind by his spirit. That's why we're saved, because from the foundation he chose a people. And he chose, if you look at the lives of people, they were the all scarring. They were the ones that, the worst thing. Yet that's the one he chose. For what? One purpose. Now the Father chose us. Why did he choose us? That his name may be glorified. Messiah said, Father, I've glorified your name. Glorified again. He said, Father, glorify thy name. The thunder came from heaven and said, I have glorified it. And I will glorify it again. In this hour, he's going to do that. So make your calling and your election sure. Been a saint, a child of Yahweh. You know it without any doubt. Without even questioning him. But you know it. Why? Because you know how you know it. You know how you know it. Do you know? I've done all this preaching you don't know. I tell you. I shed it in the preaching. Do you know how you know it? What's your thing? Hear me. For there shall be a love for the truth. Just truth. Just truth. You will love truth. It cuts. You will love truth. May he bless you. May he give you strength. That's what it's going to take, saints. He's going to work on you. His word is sharp and powerful than any two-edged sword. He tends to cut. You hold on to the traditions that you have learned by word and by the epistle. What these men today, the traditions are not by word or epistle. They don't keep the Shabbat. That's not by word or epistle. They don't identify the Father's name. That's not by word or epistle. Because that's all the Messiah did. 96 times in the book of Yohanan, he talks about his Father. That's all he talks about. His Father's name. And this whore, this Catholic Jezebel, she's done a job. She has. I'll go Wednesday on this. I want to read you. Let me just say this before I close. I want to show you all the Bibles that were before the King James. This is not my writing. Let me show you now. I'm going to name that. I'll show you exactly the dates. First of all, it was the Wycliffe. Of course, that wasn't the Wycliffe. Wasn't it? Just the Pentateuch. The Pentateuch is just the first five books, what they call the Jewish and the Christian book. The Torah, first five books of scriptures. All right, that's what the Torah is. But then you had the Wycliffe, John Wycliffe. It was in 1328 to 1384, and that's a long time. That was 200 years before 1611. Wycliffe. I'll just show you the different ones. You had William Tyndale, 1494, 1536. That's when he wrote his. But you have to read the history to see how they mess things up. You had the Coverdale Bible, 1535. You had the Matthew Bible, 1537. The great Bible, now which Bob, even the King James did most of their work from that. The great Bible, 1539. You can see why these, if you read the history and see why these monarchs wanted Bibles, because they wanted to have the ecclesiastical power. They wanted to be recognized. See, that's what it was on. If you truly read this. And then you had what they call that. I want to read this. You had the great Bible. They said, but the bishop, when they began to translate the great Bible, the Matthew Bible, working from the great Bible, they said, this is what it says here. But the bishops, many of whom were still Roman Catholics, were offended at this Bible because it separated the Apocrypha from the rest of the Old Testament because it did not conform to Latin Vulgate. So you have the Catholic bishop, they have played-handed every translation. They have. That's why they don't talk about the King James. They don't mess with that. That's why the Protestant whores don't talk about it. There are other good translations besides the King James. The King James is a good translation. But there are a lot of things in there that are just not quite according to Scripture now. What I'm saying, they were not, man did not have the ability to convey things. They didn't have that. And these are what they call King James enthusiasts. They have just held on to that. I can show you in Scripture. I show you a lot of things. And it's just there now. You get upset with it, but it's just there. They didn't have a good understanding of the Hebrew language. They still don't. They didn't have that. And there's tons, any of you all go to the library and look those things up. There's tons of information that shows you that. Secular, religious, even the Catholic dogma, they even tell you that. Even the Catholic Church say, it's a total absurd abomination to think that the word Jehovah is the name of God. They will tell you truly the name is Yahweh. That's the true translation. So Jehovah is just like an abomination to the name. Even the letter J, I think about that. You must understand in all those Bibles, they never used Jesus until the King James. They used Jesus. What they had in there, they had Lord. And so man really never knew him by that name from what the Bibles translated. They knew him as Lord. That's why we get that. That's why man today with the word Lord, they knew him as Lord because they took that Adonai from what the word Yahweh should have been. They use Adonai. So that's what they use. That's the only thing they know. You save in the name of the Lord. The Lord. That's what, even the Catholic Church really don't use the name Jesus much. They really do not use the name Jesus. They really do not use the name Jesus. They use Lord and stuff like that. But they really don't use the name Jesus much. They don't. They don't use that name. Then you have the Geneva Bible, 1557. They call that the whole Bible. These all Bible. And they all came up when King Henry V, Henry's son, became king of the Reformation back in the swing. He wanted his Bible. It's a mess. I'm telling you. You had that. Then you had the Bishop's Bible, 1568. All these are Bibles. Tyndale, well, he couldn't figure out what the Hebrew was. He spoke a little Hebrew and a little Greek. He just filled in with what he thought was proper. That's what they all did. Then you had the Rymus Dubias Bible. That was 1609, 1610. And then you had the King James 1611. They did not even put the name Jesus or the word J in there until 1676 because the letter J is a new addition to the language. I'll tell you what, any of you, when you go to the library, go and look up the alphabet of the history of the alphabets in language. Even today, the Hebrew or the Greek language still has no J. And the I gives the sound of a Y. That's what it does. So even in that, it would be Yahshua. Yahshua. It wouldn't be Jesus. It would be Yahshua. Even with the I. Because in the Greek language, it is pronounced Jesus. Because that I give it the sound of a Y, really, yay. Even when you look up at it, it's spelled E-E-Y, Jesus. The Y is there, Jesus. And so he came in a Hebrew language and to Hebrew people. He didn't come to black folks. He didn't come to Negroes. He didn't come to white folks. He came to Hebrew people. That's just it. Say what you want, though. And he spoke in a language that was conducive unto them. And now what they have, what they call the Masoretic Hebrew, which clarified things a little better. You have no, Sister Dean, do you hear me? There's no, with all these men, there were no original copy of texts. All they have are the things that were found in the Dead Sea Scroll, the archaeology dig there in Israel, where they found the father's names like this. Yahweh. Book of Numbers 16, chapter 11, they found that. And everything else. Everything else that you understand is copy upon copies and copies from copies. That's what I'm trying to get us to understand. We're going to have to do this thing by the Spirit. We're going to have to truly get the Spirit. If you have the Spirit, you need... Come on, if your man has the Spirit, he need no man to teach him. And that's what you're always trying to do. That's what he's trying to do. That's what he's trying to do. And that's what they have done. And the sad thing about it is, we can find these things out. If you just take a little time to study. It appalls me. When I see certain things, I think, man, how did he do that? Well, I've seen the head of the Catholic Church. And I see that the more you can just see it. They talk about this passion of Christ. These folks are so ignorant and fools. How can folks say that's the passion of Christ? Well, this man that did the thing, he was a Roman Catholic. He was saying, my wife's going to hell. He said, well, she's the better person than I am. She's a Protestant. That's what he said. That's what he said. My wife is going to hell. But overall, she's the better person than me. Why? Because he thinks he's going to purgatory. And boy, they're going to lay probably 10 or 15 million on him. They're going to get him out of purgatory. He's going to hell. He's going to hell. That's what he's going to do. He's going to hell. These are fools. Oh, that man, I saw that man. It made me recommit. I'm looking at these fools. I'm looking at him. I said, what if I begin to preach to him? I wonder, will he find out how committed he is? I just looked at him. Then I just... feminine looking faggot, head down to his back like some homosexual. That was Messiah. And actually, I read on it because they had everything in there. There's little things that deal with the Catholic organization. That's all it is. That's all it is. You ever heard of what does that group call themselves? It's a Catholic group. Confucius. It's called the Knights of Jesus. No. No, not the Jesuit, not the Knights of Jesus. No, of Jesus. The thing of Jesus. I know. Yes, the Society of Jesus. They're wicked, man. They're wicked. That Roman Catholic, I'm telling you, saints. Everything, many things in this book right here, you can see even the Roman touch in it. If you really study it, you got to study it, though. We're lazy, boy. We're lazy. And we don't want to we don't want to see the thing. We don't want to see the reality. But it's just there. It's just there. It is. And so what you always do, and I tell you what, that group, them brothers up there from South Africa, the brothers from South Africa. I don't know if they're all from South Africa. Are they, Brother Allen? They got a place in South Africa. Those brothers. I got a book. A brother sent me a book, what they wrote. It's called Come Out of Her. I'm telling you, I don't read books, but that is one of the most magnificent books I've ever seen. Those brothers, they wrote a book, saints. They wrote a book. If you ever read any book, I'm going to get some from them. That is one of the most profound books I've ever read. I'm telling you. I've never read it. I don't read books. It's called Come Out of Her, My People by Kushner. Name sounds like a Jewish man. Kushner. Jay Kushner. It's Come Out of Her, My People. But that is one of the most profound books, brother. It lays it out. It shows you everything, the inner wovings of this Catholic Church, what she's done. Everything. It shows you in a way that is so simple that even I can understand. I'm a fast reader, but I'm a methodical reader. You know what? I've been reading that book, and I've gone through about 16, 20 pages because I've been taking my time. I go back and read it again because there's some good stuff in there. Saints, saints, listen to me. Hear me, please. All of you, me. Don't be ignorant. Can I ask you something? Brother Dolphin, you and your man, you're all laid bricks. You think a man has laid bricks for 20 years, you think you can tell him how to lay bricks? Do you think you understand all the patterns? Yeah. So, saints, when someone devotes their lives to something, don't diss that. When men spend all their lives, these men don't take a salary or nothing, they're just dedicated. But when they spend all their lives to understand the Hebrew language or to understand even the period of time, you just can't discount that. When you talk about historians, you talk about Dr. Hope up there, Duke, and the man is what they call a black historian. He's the most renowned speaker of the world, Dr. Hope, and Duke University has wrote many books. Do you just reject what the man said because you don't understand it? The man is a historical genius. And it's all about black history. He knows it. Names that you never heard of. How do you dispute that? We're fools. We're such ignorant people, we'll dispute it. Well, I've never heard that. I know you haven't. I know you haven't. So if a man spent 20 years seeking out a thing and spending all his life to understand that, don't you understand? You don't reject that. You don't. You just don't, saints. You don't. That's just like your sisters. A sister has been sewing for 25 years. You think you can tell her really how to sew? So there are men that know how to do those things, and they search it out diligently. And we have men. Thank Yahweh for them. May Yahweh bless you and give you strength. You all promised me to take those scriptures you have and look back on them. Start in certain places in those verses and chapters and look at them. And see if there's line upon line, line upon line, precept upon precept, precept. Here a little, search that out. You're going to have to do it in this hour. That's only one thing he said. He said, if you continue my word, you are my disciples indeed. He did not say, he said, ye shall know the truth. That's what he wants us to know is the truth. And the truth makes you free. And if you're bound in any way, you're not free. May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Father, in all things, we bless you. Thank you for all things. Thank you for your truth. Bless your people. Go with them. Pray. Bless all the saints in Messiah's name. Hallelujah. Bless your saints.